This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will meet with U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday. The White House announcement comes days after the New York Times reported that Rosenstein last year suggested secretly recording President Trump and that he raised the idea of using the 25th Amendment to remove him from office for being unfit to govern. AP's Sagar Mahani has more.
The president's in New York for the UN General Assembly, and a spokeswoman says he'll meet with Rosenstein when he's back Thursday. She says the two men had an extended talk today at Rosenstein's request, following reports last week that he'd suggested secretly recording the president and using the Constitution to remove him from office. Rosenstein went to the White House today expecting to be fired.
AP's Sagar Mahani.
I believe that accountability needs to start now. I think that the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh will set a precedent for lack of respect.
A young protester outside of the Supreme Court in Washington speaking out about the pending vote for nominee Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump continues to support him despite a new allegation of sexual misconduct. The New Yorker magazine reported late Sunday that two U.S. senators are investigating a woman's charge that Kavanaugh exposed himself at a Yale University dorm party in the early 1980s. Mr. Trump addressed the allegations from New York, where he's attending the U.N. General Assembly.
For people to come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mention it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political.
Kavanaugh has denied this new allegation in a statement released through the White House, calling it a smear, plain and simple. The CIA is looking to expand its presence around the globe in order to eliminate so-called intelligence gaps. This is VOA News.